Should they stay or should they go? That's the question facing British voters today as they decide their place in Europe. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabin has the story from London.
The signs went up and doors to polling stations across Britain opened for an historic day of voting. It's been a bitter campaign to decide whether Britain remains within or exits the 28-member European Union. Given the momentous nature of the vote, Britons were on edge.
Don't really know what to expect, and I think if a result comes in kind of early in the morning, everyone might be asleep still and might wake up to a kind of different future, or might wake up to just another day.
The most recent polls show the outcome is too close to call, but bookies are putting the odds on a Remain outcome.
You're a British.
I'm as British as you are.
The referendum opened a chasm across Britain, stirring nationalist sentiments along the way.
Tell him to stop intimidating.
And the murder last week of pro-Europe lawmaker Joe Cox could also influence the outcome. At a market in Ipswich, the divide was clear.
Two planets of raspberries.
Produce vendor Ian Buxton voted to leave in the hope of reducing immigration.
You see all the migrants, they say there's thousands of people waiting to come in. I think we'll be strong enough on our own.
At a nearby stall, his former schoolmate, Steve Singh, warned that Brexit would hurt the economy.
Business-wise, it's easier them to obviously interchange with Free Europe and own on with shipping. So, you know, my vote is to stay in.
Party leaders went to the polls to cast their votes, but refrained from campaigning outright. And another major factor that's perhaps going to play into this referendum result has been the weather. More than a month's worth of rain has been dumped on London and the southeast over the past day, causing absolute chaos. Ben Page is the chief executive officer of Ipsos Mori, a major polling firm.
It's difficult to see a very absolutely certain pattern, but it is true that Brexit voters are much more determined than Remain voters.
The British pound surged today to its highest level this year because of market speculation that the country will ultimately vote to stay. The polls closed just over an hour and a half ago. Voting, counting is underway. We're in for a very long night. The final result should be in around about breakfast time tomorrow. Harry?
Malcolm, so now that the polls have closed, what are you hearing? What's the latest?
Well, normally at these sort of events you have exit polls, but the broadcasters this time decided that they wouldn't have one because there was no real model for them. But we have heard that UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, has had its own poll of about 10,000 people. And shortly around the time the polls closed, their leader, Nigel Farage, said he thought that the Remain people had edged it, which seems to be very much like a concession. And he said, though, that UKIP was a force to be reckoned with and that this independence movement would not be going away. Then to actually consolidate what seems to be this concession, there was also a poll that had been carried out during the course of the day by an internet polling company called YouGov. And they've been looking at around about 5,000 voters, tracking them during the course of this referendum. And according to their on-the-day polling, their outcome is that it's 52% for Remain and 48% for those people who want to leave. So the indications are pretty clear. Of course, you know, there are maybe sort of as many as 30 or 35 million votes to be counted during the course of the night, and that could change. But these are pretty good indications. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, certainly in the Remain camp at the moment, people are looking pretty confident.
How, when you talk to the people in the last couple of days as you were reporting the story out, the undecided, are they aware of the consequences? I mean, there were undecided voters even up to the polls today.
Yes, I think the undecided voters really have been absolutely critical in this. And up until today, the opinion polls, which can't necessarily be trusted, were saying that it might have been as many as about 11% of the electorate who were undecided. And last night, there was a very interesting debate on one of the British TV channels, which had 100 people who were undecided. And it tracked their emotions during the course of the debate as various issues came up. And at the end of that debate, what happened was that most of those people who were undecided did vote to Remain. And what probably happened is that I think there are lots of people in Britain who've just been really bewildered by the arguments. They're not able to make up their minds at all. And it's a pretty momentous decision to have to go into that voting booth and to make up your mind, because the decision that is made today is completely irrevocable. To leave the European Union, there'll be no sort of coming back. And for many people, this has been a campaign of loathing and fear. Loathing on the part of many of the really vehement Brexiters who hate many of the things that the European Union stands for, especially the unelected and unaccountable representatives who they believe are dictating to Britain and taking away its sovereignty. And the fear element has been amongst those people who are worried, in particular, about the economy. And it is perhaps the economy which has actually driven those people in the Remain camp, perhaps, because the easiest thing to do is to vote for the status quo. People have been very worried about losing their jobs. They've been worried by predictions by fairly major individuals in industry, people like Sir Richard Branson, who would say it would be a complete mistake to come out of the European Union. And so, not knowing what was going to be on the other side of this, that's why perhaps those people who've been undecided have gone in to the voting booths and they've decided to opt for the status quo.
All right, special correspondent Malcolm Brabant joining us from London. Thanks so much.